Sechet Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph. And Ben Shiloh Yerushalayim. There is no difference between Shiloh and Yerushalayim during the time that the Mishkan was in Shiloh and during the time that the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. The only difference is Ela Shebe Shiloh Oichlim Kachim Kalim Umayther Sheni B'choharoa. When the Mishkan was in Shiloh, it was Mutter Eat Kachim Kalim Korbanot such as Shlamim, B'choros and Maithros and Maithr Sheni from any place that you can see Shiloh from there. Ubi Yerushalayim Lifnim Menachum. But during the times of the Beit HaMikdash, it was only mutter to eat Kachim Kalim and Maithr Sheni within the wall of Yerushalayim. As opposed to during the time of Heter Bamos, when the Mishkan was in Nob and Givon, it was mutter to eat Kachim Kalim v'chol Arei Yisrael. V'kan v'kan. Kachim Kachim Nechalim Lifnim Menachum. Both in Shiloh and in Yerushalayim, it was only mutter to eat kachet kachem, korbanos such as chatas v'asham, inside the walls of the Azara. Kedusha Shiloh yesh acharei heter. The Kedusha of Shiloh has heter after it, meaning after Shiloh was nechorah, there was again a zman of heter bamos. Ukedusha Yerushalayim ein acharei heter. But the Kedusha of Yerushalayim has no heter after it. Once the Beit HaMikdash was built, Bamos are no longer mutter, even after the Chorban Beit HaMikdash. Masechet Megillah, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, HaKorei Et HaMegillah L'Mafreya Lo Yotze. Somebody who reads Megillah to Esther out of order is not Yotze. Kara Al Peh, if he reads it by heart, Kara Targum, or if he reads the Targum, the Aramaic translation of the Megillah, B'chol Lashin, or if he reads the Megillah in any other language, lo yotze. He is not yotze. That is, if he reads in a language that he does not understand, even if the Megillah is written in that language, is not yotze. Avokari naisa la luzis balas. But a luzis, somebody who understands a foreign language, then he could read the Megillah in that language which he understands, as long as the Megillah is written in that language, since you're not allowed to read the Megillah by heart. Somebody who understands only a foreign language, and he hears it in Lashon HaKodesh, even though he doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, it's still Yosef.